innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 295. And joining me today, I'm Brian.
What's up, guys?
Chilling. How's it going, man? How's your week been, man?
Week's been exhausting.
Yay, exhaustion.
Yay.
I feel you, dude. It's the same way. It's been a busy as fucking week, but it's been a good week. Busy but good.
It's been a good week to be a nerd.
Yeah. Yeah. For the most part, because we got some sad shit from the week for that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we could start off with the sad shit, right? Like,
might as well get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. Avoid any other, you know, sad shit. George Perez passed this week.
Yeah, I mean, we knew he was sick, and he held right. on for as long as he could. But I want to say it was pancreatic cancer, and that's hard.
I think that's yeah. It's tough shit, dude. It sucks. Yeah, and then we also had another one that died today. That was
Fred.
That's been in around for a while. He's been in a lot of shit.
Yeah, like
Fred Ward, dude. Sad.
But he actually died on the 8th, but it wasn't announced until today for whatever reason.
Right. Of course. Well, because they wanted to. You know, grieve a little bit before everybody was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which makes sense. I would understand
before
too.
Before people have to like look up the name and be like, oh my God, that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
You know,
the guy that you've seen everywhere, but they didn't know his name.
Yeah. Like, he's been around too. Like, I mean, the first thing I remember him in was not even Tremors. It was called Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't.
Yeah.
I never saw that one.
It's old.
I remember him from Tremors.
Tremors would be the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd show up in random shit. And like one of the things I watched recently was an older comedy over the last couple of years was 30 Minutes or Less with Aziz Ansari.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
And he played Danny McBride's dad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You know, and he was great in that. And it's just like, oh, man. But yeah.
He's been on a lot of shit. It was really damn good, too.
But you want to know who's not dead and still fucking kicking? I was watching an interview earlier today. James Hong.
Oh, yeah.
You know that James Hong has had a career spanning over 700 IMDb credits from TV to movie. The man finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
It's about that time.
It's about fucking time. He had an interview with Jimmy Kimmel, and I got to say, his wits are there, man. Like he's like, I'm 93, but like that's not stopping him because he was plugging everything everywhere all at once.
That's good. That's a fucking great thing because
especially
for like old people, you're just like, oh yeah, they're old. They don't know what the fuck they're thinking. They're senile. They're all out of place and shit. They're all awkward and shit. But when you see somebody that's old as him, that's still got it. Kind of like the way fucking like the way Betty White had it. Like she was still had her
wits until the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so James Hong, 93. His interview was great too. So Jimmy Kimmel's like talking about him, like how he's feeling and stuff, and what you know Hollywood and all this good stuff, and and he actually held up like little screenshots of certain movies, and then that one. Also, the episode of Seinfeld where they're trying to get the table at the Chinese restaurant. So basically, he's like looking at the pictures, and he just instantly, like, as if he was like on set, just going right into the lines from that scene.
That's awesome.
You know, we're talking things from like the two Jakes to like that episode of Seinfeld, and he just remembered, like, he even like. He's like, Seinfeld 4? You know, it's a classic moment in Seinfeld, right? And we're talking that 30 years ago, that episode, at least.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude's kicking ass at 93 years old and still like as sharp as a tack.
That's fucking awesome, man.
Eat your vegetables. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, it's been a week. Sucks about George Perez. It sucks about Fred Ward. What sucks about George Perez is that we just lost Neil Adams a week ago.
Yeah.
And so we got two legends gone in a week.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it was a hard time being a nerd. Just like,
it was kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Especially since we've experienced a lot of their shit since we were young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, until the present day, like that's
pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess we'll move on to happier times.
Yeah. Let's get into the not so stuff. Sad, not so sadness.
So I've watched a bunch of shit this week.
What have you watched, sir?
Well, something I forgot to mention at the previous episode was I actually finally got to see Ambulance with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that.
The one. That's a. Don't expect a brilliant movie. Just go and picture it like you were watching The Tomorrow War. Like you just want to watch something and just eat mindless junk food.
Okay.
It's a little bit long. It's a little bit over 2 hours, but it's a good film. It's a good, fast-paced, take it back to old-school Michael Bay, like pre-Transformers.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. It is. It's a lot of fun to watch. And then this week, I finally finished the series on Apple TV called The After Party.
Okay.
Where it's after party of a high school reunion where Dave Franco, it's a non-spoiler, it's in the trailer. Dave Franco plays a dead guy.
Nice.
And it's how did he die at his house during this after party? Because he was the one kid in high school that made it, and he became like a pop sensation actor.
Okay.
You know, real like playboy and, you know, real piece of shit, really.
So he's playing his brother?
I was about to say he's playing his brother James. good casting. Ben Schwartz is in it. Ike Barinholtz is in it. Tiffany Haddish at her best, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Sam Wilson's in it. Not Sam Wilson. The dude from the zombie cop movie. Or no, the werewolf one, which I didn't watch. God, I keep blanking on people's names.
It's okay.
Yeah, but let me pull it up while I talk. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably totally blanking on his Sam Richardson, that guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that.
He was also in Where the Millers.
He was in Tomorrow Wars, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He was in Tomorrow War. So basically, it's all these, like, it's everybody and all these different plots going on at one time. But they all interconnect because it's all from different perspectives, all from different, angles and shit. I watched that, 8 episodes, really funny. They're like 30 minutes each. And then, speaking of Ben Schwartz, I finally got to see Sonic 2.
Yeah. And how was that?
Sonic 2 was fucking awesome. It, as you guys may have heard or listened or whatever, you guys know how much we love the original Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Mm-hmm.
How like it was really, it blew us away, despite all like the beginning, like the, you know, the trauma with like Sonic's face and everything, and we're like, we gave it a chance after they corrected it. And, which I think that face was just there to piss people off intentionally.
That was clickbait.
That
from
one wasn't
them.
Real.
Yeah.
So
they trolled us with their own shit.
They really did. So basically, with that It was really a wild ride. It was fast paced. It was just a lot of fun.
But would you expect a slow Sonic movie?
No. Idris Elba. You gotta go faster. Idris Elba as Knuckles was just perfectly casted from the beginning. Jim Carrey once again playing Eggman. This time looked more like the Robotnik that we know. More or less. Obviously, they're not gonna make him like disproportionately fat.
Of course not. They could have put him in like a Norbit suit, but of course they would have.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that would have taken away from it, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun to watch. Definitely check it out. There's a mid-credit scene which is going to set up, which I'm pretty positive is confirmed Sonic 3.
Okay.
Like on IMDb it says like Ben Schwartz upcoming is Sonic 3, so I'm going with that. That's a thing.
I'll take it.
I will take it too.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier today, I watched something that I knew I was going to kind of like, but I wasn't sure how much I was going to like it. I watched The Lost City.
Okay. Yeah, you were telling me.
With Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum. And it was fun. It was a lot more fun than I expected. It was basically a live-action parody of a romance novel.
Okay. And I like to think that those romance novels are parodies of themselves anyway.
Yeah, of course they are. But it was a parody of itself on top of that, which I thought it was good. So definitely worth checking that out. Okay. Also this week, I watched AEW Dynamite, which we'll talk more about on the other show. Did I watch anything else? I watched a lot of like super simple songs with my kids.
Yeah.
a lot of Sesame Street.
Excited for the mecha Sesame Street shits?
I haven't shown them that yet, but I'm sure there'll be tons of that when we go to Sesame Place next week, next month.
Yeah, because I was scrolling through Twitter and I saw that shit. I was like, that's gonna be fun for you.
Yeah, it's gonna be, you know, that'd be good times.
It's going to be interesting as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But it might actually be good. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed the fuck out of fucking, what was it? PJ Pants. That show was
really fun. I don't know that one.
That show was really fun. It's these three kids that at nighttime, they're superheroes. And they fight off the bad guys in their pajamas. that's PJ Mask. That's what it is. That's what it is. PJ Mask, not PJ Pants. PJ Mask. Yeah, it's pretty cool because there are like you know there it's all kids being superheroes at nighttime and villains. Funny. Yeah,
that's funny.
It is. It's good. It's a good show. It's good for the children because Harley used to love the fuck out of that shit, and I would sit and I would watch it with her. Because it's entertaining. It's really fucking entertaining. Look at me, a grown-ass adult enjoying the fuck out of a kid's show. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. Granted, it's the same shit that we usually watch anyway. We usually watch kid shit all the time.
aside from that, I haven't really watched anything else.
Cool.
Been playing the shirt I'm wearing right now is the Fozzy shirt from the tour, but like, I've been playing that album a lot. It's fucking amazing.
It's a good album.
It's a really good album. It's their best one, I think, in my opinion.
It's metal. It's better than the one that was released last time, like the previous release.
The one that previous release. On it.
No, they released another one before that, like after that.
Oh, was it Do You Want to Start a War?
I think so, yeah.
No, yeah. Yeah, it was Do You Want to Start a War was the one before Judas.
Yeah.
No,
but didn't they release one after Judas?
No.
I thought they did.
No, they did not. This was their it was Do You Want to Start a War, then it was Then it was Judas, and then it was this.
Okay.
Boombox. Which is a, and their cover of Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood is fucking dope.
It's pretty good.
I'm like, really? And then Jericho with that ballad of, called Army of One. I'm like, holy shit. Like the feels, man.
It's really good shit.
It's a solid album. Check out Boombox.
Oh, and speaking of the feels too, but I guess back to sad shit. We know that we likes the musics and shit. We got the sad news that Trevor Sternett from the Black Dahlia Murder, Murders died. Unfortunately, it was via suicide, but he was a hell of a good fucking singer, dude. I fucking love that band.
I really enjoyed that. Super nice too.
Yeah, I've heard him in a few interviews, and he seemed like he would fit in perfectly on this show. He loves horror. He loves music. He loves all the movies and stuff. So he had, from what I heard him on the Jotha show a few times, and he would literally have conversations about the shit that we talk about on here. And I was like, damn, dude, I would have loved to have him on here.
And like, I have friends in the music industry, and my one friend was just like crushed. You know, he's like basically saying that like it sucks they didn't get that last like combo. So yeah,
but he's really good. He was a great storyteller with his music too. Like, a lot of his music were, of course, you know, based on horror. But the stories that he would tell within the albums were fairly fucking good. So if you haven't heard Black Dahlia Murders, and I get it, I understand if you haven't, because they are really heavy. Give it a shot, or at least go through their lyrics, and you'll see how good they are. Yeah, but anything else you've watched, Brian, or are you done with your stuffs for the week?
I'm done with my stuff for the week. It's just been a lot of TV, watching after my kids, and recording a lot of video and editing a bunch of shit.
Yay. Recordings of the stuff. It's exciting, dude. You've been putting out a lot of good shit, man. You need to ease them in. You can't just throw it all at once, because then you're gonna be like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
I know. Gotta do it, as you know, other day or some shit.
You got that kick. You're just like, fuck it, let's just do it. Let's just do it. I get it. Well, that'd probably be the same way too, probably. Yeah, but that's cool, man. I'm glad you're putting up videos. I'm glad you're getting back into the swing of things again.
Thank you.
Excited for you, dude.
I'll give you guys a hint to the next one.
Yeah.
That was yesterday. But no, the hint to the next couple of videos, Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Oh, so exciting. It's gonna be dope. So those figures look fucking cool.
They're pretty dope. They have issues, which I talk about in the video, but not enough to like stay away from them.
Okay.
They're definitely worth having in the collection if you're a fan.
Okay. Fuck yeah, dude.
So.
Nice.
Subscribe and watch the channel and
check out Bride2J Presents. It's fucking dope.
Yeah. Also a .com.
Yeah, that too. As for me, I've been watching a few things. A few things have been really, really interesting. The main thing that I actually watched was, of course, we spoke about We Own This City.
Yeah, I got to catch up on that.
One episode 3. That story, it just has so many, such fucked up shit that's happened in the city of Baltimore.
It was fucked up in that first episode.
Yeah. There's a lot of it in that, because these cops are, a lot of them are really fucked up cops. Like they did some shit back in like what was it, like not even that long ago. No, did a lot of fucked up shit.
This is a semi recent story.
Yeah, it's a really good story. It's really good. Also caught up on the flight attendant. That's another fantastic fucking show.
Ah, yes, I watched that too. Sorry, I watched the first 5 episodes, and I'm holding out until the next 3 are up, and then I'm just going to binge those 3. Yeah. Because the way that series ends, you're like, okay, yeah, I need more. I need more. Definitely watch The Flight Attendant. You'll not be disappointed.
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't seen the first season, go watch the first season. Then by the time you're done with that, this season should be done too. Yeah. It's good. It's a really good show. The twists and turns that happen throughout this show with her psyche pretty much is like all over the place.
Yeah.
And I fucking love it.
All over the place.
And especially in season 2. Season 2 is fucking crazy. Like the first season is crazy because a lot of shit happens then. But then when season 2 comes around, you're just like, what the fuck is happening now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, because it just builds more story, and then there's a lot of the sub characters are actually really interesting in it as well. Like, it's not like they're just shitty. Like, oh yeah, we're just placeholders. No, they're really good characters in it too.
The sub characters have a lot of plot themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's good shit.
I'm glad you're liking that show, because that's something that I know you were telling me I should watch, and I'm like. It's like, oh, it's like, what the fuck am I watching? And I'm like, oh shit. And I need more. And I need more. Yeah. And
Katie Cuoco.
Yeah. Katie Cuoco.
She's fucking good. She's really good. Like, I enjoyed her in the first couple seasons of Big Bang Theory. Cause that's all I really watched of that show. The first couple seasons.
Right.
And didn't see her in anything else after that until Harley Quinn happened. And I enjoyed the fuck out of that. It's a really fun show. You should definitely watch that. And then when I saw this one, I was like, this should be interesting. That's one, it's on HBO, and HBO does a lot of weird shit. And this is a very weird show. It was a really weird show, especially the first season. It's fucking crazy.
It's bizarre, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you will not be disappointed.
It is definitely not disappointing. It's definitely worth sitting down for another season. And hopefully a third. Hopefully a third.
I would hope a third just wrap it, because I think a good show, well, anywhere between 3 and 5 seasons. Anything after that, it's just too much.
Right, yeah.
I mean you don't want to have the Walking Dead issue.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I get that. I get that. Because they should have given up after what, like season 5 or 6, I think would have been done. Like when Glenn died, I think I was like, okay, I'm done. I don't need to watch this anymore.
7.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 7.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
It feels like an eternity.
It really has. It really has been an eternity since then.
Like, I'm caught up mostly on that. Until like I nothing from this year, like anything I watched was still 2021.
Okay.
So I still have to watch the finale half season, because I want to see how they close it, because you know what, I stuck with it through this long, I don't want to just quit, you know, like I gotta do the same with Supergirl eventually, I gotta do the same with well, Legends, I gave up on that series like 5 seasons ago. Maybe I'll go back and watch it from the beginning.
Legends is a really fun show. I've enjoyed the fuck out of that show. Granted, I haven't watched it since Crisis. I haven't watched any of those shows really since Crisis finished.
Like, I gotta catch up on Flash. I this whole like whole current season, I haven't watched any of it.
Okay.
But like, yeah. And it sucks that Legends ended on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like they should at least given him like a closeout, which is bullshit, but whatever.
Yeah, but yeah.
And
from what I hear, they of course they canceled Batwoman as well.
Yeah.
When, from what I'm hearing, is that the third season really, it really got better. Because they had a solid cast and they had a solid lead. But of course that was canceled as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Sad shit. So,
sad shit.
We were trying to get away from sad shit, but it just keeps dragging us back in.
The episode title is probably just be called Sad Shit.
Yeah. But is that a shit? I would probably, I could probably do shit. I'll probably do SH, you know, the little asterisk and the T. Yeah. And then some other stuff that I watched. I started watching this show on Hulu called Candy. And it's a 5-episode event or 5-night event, they call it. Usually you think it's going to be one episode every week or whatever. But no, it was literally like 5 nights of it. So it's first episode came out one day, next episode the next day, next episode the day, right after that. It was literally one day after the next. I've only seen the first episode so far. And what's going on with the story is that it's a lady murderer, ladies. And it's,
is that Jessica Biel?
Yes.
I saw the clip. I didn't see the trailer.
Dude.
Or like the thumbnail, rather.
She plays the creep. She's a creepy fucking character in this.
Well, I liked her. I liked her in fucking, what was it? The Sinner, season one.
I don't think I watched The Sinner.
That was the one with Bill Pullman, where he's the detective and every case is different.
No, I haven't seen that one. But
you should watch that.
I'll give it a shot. But she's really good in this because it's a murder mystery essentially.
Okay.
And it's fucking good. It's a really fucked up story because her character is, you know, trying to show that she didn't do anything, but meanwhile you know that she did something the entire time.
Okay.
But she's like, no, I didn't do anything. Well, I wonder what happened. She's trying to be, yeah. I should show you the fucking trailer on here, because why the fuck not, right?
Why the fuck not?
Because it's fucking good. Like, I really enjoy the show. Like I was surprised by it, because the main reason why I watched it was like, well, yeah, it's Jessica Biel. I've been a fan of hers for a while.
Oh, me too.
So why not? Here we go. I got the trailer here. And we're going to play it right about, here we go, Candy, and we are playing it now. Play.
I wanted to say something to Candy. I am so touched by your generosity.
Morning, Candy. You don't lead us in prayer today.
I will.
See, she doesn't look like her.
No, not at all.
Start up
that hair.
Teach children to be louder.
I think it's a wonderful idea. I do.
You're just a sweetheart.
And this other girl from that, she was in 2.5 Men.
Hi,
I used to love her then.
What is wrong?
I know, it makes me horrible.
Yeah, she's currently on Yellow Jackets.
Oh, okay. I have never watched that either.
She's married. I know, but
don't I deserve more?
Candy, we were so close, and
I've just been so busy. She knows.
Hey, y'all.
And the shit is like, it's based on our true story. That's what even, it's even crazier about it.
Makes it even creepier.
She's dead.
Oh, Lord, Candy. Did you hear?
Such a travesty would happen to her.
They are looking for some kind of crazy drifter. got you from there.
Strong man. He's got an incredible cast. Everybody is really damn good.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm fine. In this community, it's been a big shock. We were friends.
He's making an axe 41 times. That ain't easy.
You broke a fingernail there. Oh, a couple.
Oh, they're just so brittle. I really try to grow them, but I can't.
Psycho killer, dude.
Mm-hmm. So the cop is actually Jason Ritter, John Ritter's son.
Uh-huh.
His wife is actually Melanie Lynskey, who plays the dead girl.
Really? I did not know
yeah.
that. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they were married.
Yeah. I met him at Comic-Con a couple of years ago. He's a super nice guy.
Okay. Okay.
He was roaming the main floor, and I'm like, oh, Jason Ritter, like, can I get a selfie? He's like, yeah, man. You know,
oh, yeah, that's
like,
awesome.
I was like, you enjoying the show? He's like, yeah, it's my getaway. I'm like, mine too. And like,
that's awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited for this. I want to watch this now.
This looks good, right?
It looks really fucking good. It looks creepy as fuck.
Yeah. It's very like, eerie. It's a very eerie feel because it doesn't take place, obviously it doesn't take place today.
Right.
It takes place in like I think it was like the late 80s, early 90s possibly. Because they did mention Empire Strikes Back. They were watching Empire Strikes Back in theaters. So
1980.
Yeah.
So it takes place anywhere from 1980 to 1989, let's say.
Yeah.
But in
like the early 80s or whatever.
But it looks like the South.
Mm-hmm.
And like it just has that. Yeah. Well, the Midwest more so. And it just has that like. That just has that vibe, man. Holy shit. Like, I want to, like, watch it to the dark with, like, nachos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but, like, I feel like I need, like a nice pour of, like, whiskey and, like, nachos and just eating in the dark going, holy shit, I need this shit to calm my nerves because what's going to happen next?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so it's a very interesting watch, so definitely suggest you guys check out The Candy on Hulu. It's fun. It's a fun show.
How many episodes are out right now?
It's only 5 episodes. It should all be up now.
Okay.
Because it started, I think it was on Monday. I'll check right now.
That trailer said May 9th. Oh yeah. Well, duh. Where it's fucking. No, we're not in April anymore, Bri. It's May 13th.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's Friday the 13th too. Yeah,
it is Friday the 13th, but the time of this recording.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Do I want to like suffer through Firestarter or do I want to watch Candy tonight?
Watch Candy tonight, then watch Firestarter tomorrow.
Yeah, I might.
Each episode's about an hour, so I don't know if you want to sit through the whole hour worth of stuff, but
I might be able to like get at least 2 episodes in tonight before I pass out.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Just, let me see. You know,
yeah, that's fair.
The life of editing and toy reviews. Like, I'm multitasking and editing, getting a jump start on an edit right now.
Nice, nice. Of course, of course. Why pay attention to us recordings?
Wait, are we live?
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah, I believe all the episodes, as I'm looking right now, yeah, all the episodes are live. The last episode came out today.
Yay.
So, yeah, each episode is about, like, 53 minutes or so. So, yeah, it's a very interesting story. Like I said, I'm enjoying it right now, so definitely you guys check it the fuck out.
I'm excited for it. Like, it just gave me the fucking creeps, man.
Yeah.
And that was, like, a teaser trailer. That wasn't even, like, a full length.
Let's get shit.
And again, Jessica Biel as like a dramatic actress in that kind of thing, she's really good. Like her case in The Sinner, I won't get into it too much to take away from the rest of the show, but like go back and watch The Sinner.
Okay.
Like I will. One day she's a housewife, next thing you know, she murdered somebody, but there's a whole reason to why she like literally drinking wine on the beach with her husband and then has a bloody knife in her hand.
Okay.
And you're like, what?
Yeah. Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah. So she's season one, then there's other cases for the next two seasons on Netflix. And I think season four is due out, and that's going to be the end. Which is a shame, because this series could go on forever, but whatever.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And from what it looks like, from what I've seen so far on the show, she has a bit of an imposter syndrome. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. I'm digging it a lot. So. Mm. If I'm digging it, I'm pretty sure.
Steve giving us all the heebie-jeebies right now.
Yeah, man. I likes it. Yo, dude, like I love the horrors. You know, I love the uh-huh. creepy stuff because, of course, you know, creepy shit is fun shit. Because I like enjoying shit that happens to other people. Uh-huh. Like what I mentioned on the last episode of the wrestling show is like, I enjoy seeing people get hurt. So that is somewhat masochistic. I can't say it. I can't fucking say it.
Masochism?
Masochistic. That's how you say it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That. Slightly masochistic. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's interesting shit. It's interesting shit to see. So definitely give Candy a watch. And I guess that pretty much wraps it up for our weeks and shit. So we got some news, some geeky shits, because of course you know that's what you're here for.
We should kind of switch the list up a bit, and since we talked about horror, we have a thing on the list we should talk about first.
Yes, we do have some horror-y shit on here. Shit that I'm super excited for, because of course you know we love the horrors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about Chucky, because who doesn't fucking like Chucky, right?
Right.
I love Chucky. This first season was fucking amazing.
It really defied expectations for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like even from that first episode, I'm going, okay, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot, especially with horror, for me to be like, ooh.
Yeah. Especially what it was essentially, not necessarily a remake or a reboot, but an extension of something that's been around since the early 80s.
Yeah, it's like an extension of the lore.
Yeah. Usually, a lot of times that doesn't come out very well. Doesn't translate very well for today.
It normally just falls flat.
Right. But what was good about it is the fact that it was done by the original creator.
Yes.
So it had the same feel. It had the same voice that, you know, that was put out originally.
Mm-hmm.
But we already knew that they were coming out with the second season. And we were super excited for it. And one of the first things that we got for the second season is that we got news that Devon Sawa will be back playing a brand new character in the second season. In the first season, Devon Sawa played
a set of twins.
A set of twins that you didn't know from the first episode. From the first episode, you just thought it was him, but he was just playing, you know, the kid's dad. But then shit happens to him, and then you're like, oh, yeah, look, you have a twin brother. Like, oh, wow, okay. And he played it well, so he played it so fucking good.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, hey. Spoiler alert, but...
Yeah, shit happened.
Yeah, shit
happened. Yeah. Shit happened, and his son kills him. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sigh was great.
Yeah. So, now that he's back as a new character, I'm curious mm-hmm. to see what they do with him.
Yeah, I want to see what they're going to do with the new character. I want to see how he fits into the story, especially the way that it's going in that Andy and his sister have Chucky now.
Mm-hmm.
And where are they going? How are they going to try to destroy him? Also, Jennifer Tilly's still around. How is that going to play out? Yeah. So, really fucking interesting. I want to see where they go with the story. Because I'm invested in this, dude. Like, I'm invested in the Chuckies.
I'm more invested in the Chuckies than I've been in a long time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because, like, the last thing I've ever watched was Seed of Chucky, and it was just fucking terrible. And then I know there was Cult, and there's like one other. I'm just like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, there've been too many of them.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed the modern Chucky with the new one that came out, that he was AI, that had Aubrey Plaza the Mark in Hamill there. One? Yeah. I enjoyed it. It wasn't great.
I didn't watch it.
But it was enjoyable.
Things I'll get to eventually.
The main reason I watched it is because of Aubrey Plaza. Like, I'm a huge Aubrey Plaza fan. Because she's just Aubrey Plaza. And I've loved her since fucking, was it Scott Pilgrim? She was awesome in that.
Yeah, I mean, I loved her in Parks and Rec.
Well, I never really watched Parks and Rec, so I can't really say that I loved her then. The first time I saw her was really in Scott Pilgrim, playing Scott's, what was it? The girl from that was always shitting on Scott.
Yeah,
that's how I remember her. And she was awesome in that, and everything else she's done. She was also in the first season of Legion. That was insanely good. She was so fucking good at Legion. And speaking of Legion, we got news that the lead in Legion, see, look at that segue, Dan Stevens, has been casted in Godzilla versus Kong 2. And that's going to be pretty interesting because I didn't, did I want a second part? Yes. Did we need a second part? No, we really don't right now. I don't think we do. Because I enjoyed the fuck out of that one. And I was like, I don't think I really, like, not that I'm not going to see it, because of course I am going to see it. But do we really need a second part? No, I don't think so. But I do enjoy Dan Stevens. He's actually a really good actor. He plays a great, because in Legion, if you've watched Legion, it's a dude that he's a superhero essentially. He's essentially Professor X's kid. He has powers, but he's also in a psychiatric hospital at the same time. So he's dealing a lot with his psycho-ness. And it's fucking good. It's really damn good because it deals with a lot of his psyche, and Aubrey Plaza's in it, and she's fucking good because she fucks with everybody's brain, and it's fucking insane too. So I definitely suggest you guys check out Legion as well. It's a very underrated show because not a lot of people have watched it, even though it had like 3 seasons, but it's definitely worth a watch. It was on FX. But I think it's all on Hulu right now. So you could definitely check that out. Godzilla versus King Kong 2. I'm excited for it. I want to see what's gonna happen with this. Because why the fuck not, right? We enjoy this shit. So
it was a lot better than I thought it was gonna be.
Oh yeah, for sure. It was awesome. Like, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it a lot. Like, I've watched it a few times. Multiple times with the children's and multiple times by myself, too. So, like, I enjoyed the fuck out of it. So it's not like if I was like, oh, yeah, maybe I'm going to watch it again. No, I watched it. I watched it a lot. I watched it plenty. something also that we have been super excited for was... The Flash in straying away from, you know, from some other stuff, going over to the comic book world. The Flash, we've gotten a lot of shit from Ezra Miller in the last few months or so. He's been
constantly starting bar fights and wearing a body cam to like see the footage of him fighting or some shit.
Yeah,
him it's being like, what a bit. The actual fuck?
Why would you do that? Makes no sense. Like, dude, you make a shit ton of money. You're working to build a whole character and give this character life that we've seen in other things, but bring your own little twist on it. But
and the more he's been the Flash, the more he's made the character evolve.
Yeah.
You know, like the fact that we're finally getting a Flash movie,
mm-hmm.
and it's gonna have fucking Keaton as Batman in it.
Yep. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome. But
basically throw away your fucking career like this, man. Like they're giving you too many fucking second chances.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the clock is ticking because.
Yeah, because now the time is pretty much run out.
Yeah,
the clock isn't ticking anymore. It's fucking run out.
But now we got word that Dylan O'Brien is
rumored
to take over the role. Now here's the thing: if they totally reshot all of his scenes with Dylan O'Brien as the Flash, it would be the second time, to at least my knowledge, that he and Michael Keaton worked together, because they worked together in American Assassin.
Oh yeah, that was good too. That was a good one.
Which was a decent film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like the kid can act. The Maze Runner and all those other like those sequels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those were fun.
Like I didn't get to watch those, but I know didn't he like almost like die in one of those?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was the one that got like legitimately hurt, but like it would be interesting to see him as the recast of Barry Allen, because one, they look sort of alike, and two, he's just not a dick.
Yeah, but you gotta think about it like this: like essentially, you don't need to reshoot anything because essentially we're in a multiverse now.
Yeah, true.
So he could be one of his variants. From a different universe,
but
which is a good way to you know, kind of make it make sense. Because essentially, there are two different Batman in this that we know of so far.
True.
So,
but truthfully though, I think I would have just instead recast Barry as the kid who is currently set to play the Joker.
Yeah.
From the Eternals, because they look better. They look similar.
They look very similar. Yeah. It's weird because a lot of these dudes, they all look the same. Kind of like a lot of the women back in like a few years ago, they all pretty much look the same also. But I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do with this, because of course, you know, there's been a lot of anticipation for this. And to know that, you've been anticipating it, but now we're like, you've been an ass, so we're just going to get rid of you. It's very interesting to see what they're going to do with that story and how they're going to build it and how they're going to lead into getting another character. Because, of course, another person playing this character, because, of course, you know, they've already put in so much money into this version. Mm-hmm. For them to easily just be like, oh yeah, fuck it, we're just gonna can all this shit and refilm everything. I highly doubt they're gonna do that. And if what they're probably gonna do is they're just gonna add a scene at the end, like, oh yeah, I'm a new version of the Flash.
Okay.
Which is how I think it, but of course there's gonna have to be some type of like, oh yeah, what happened to this version of them? But we'll see.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool anyway, regardless. Another thing that came out this week, some awesome news, of course, you know. We enjoyed Reacher on Amazon. And we got news that Alan Ritchson is pretty much signed for a Reacher movie for Amazon Prime. So continuing with the Reacher, he's going and he's going to probably do a better job at Reacher in a movie than Tom Cruise did. Yeah.
To go back to what I joked around about ways back is that he can reach
things. Yeah. He doesn't need a steps though.
No.
Yeah. So it's going to be cool. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. I really want to see what they're going to do with the character and also like how they're going to continue with the story.
Considering that they signed a second season 3 days after the premiere, it goes to show you that they have a lot of faith in this character, and Amazon's not letting this go anytime soon.
Oh yeah, for sure.
This like Alan Ritchson is like locked into Jack Reacher.
Yeah,
they want you to forget that he was Hawk.
yeah. I can see that. I totally see that.
I see that too. Like, oh yeah, you were Hawk on Titans, and no, you're Reacher now, buddy.
Okay. Yeah. You're playing another hero.
Yeah.
That isn't necessarily a comic book hero, but he's a fictional character.
And he's smarter than
badasseries. Yeah. And he's smart. Yeah. He's way smarter than Hawk.
And like, you can go on talk shows and just break zip ties.
Yeah. Yeah, do manly shit. Right. and then continuing with Alan Ritchson, we got some other news that he's we spoke about, you know, Justin Lin last week leaving the Fast 10 movie because of this dude being a complete douche nozzle. But we got news that Alan Ritchson is going to be cast in Fast 10. And that's going to be pretty cool.
They need another tall, big fucking guy.
Yeah, since they don't get The Rock, they have this other massive human.
I mean, do we know if John Cena is coming back for Fast
10? We may have said.
Because is Alan Ritchson going to be another brother we don't know about? You know, probably. Family. Oh yeah, and my brother.
Yeah, he's my other stepbrother. You haven't met him before, but he's my brother too. Yeah. But then again, it could also be like he could have some type of relations with Charlize Theron's character, so
true point. That
could work too.
Could and be one because of her of Charlize's
henchmen.
And because of Charlize. We can now bring in the spoiler talk. It's a week. You should have seen it already, but
yeah,
you could bring
multiverse. In multiverse. Multiverses.
Dominus family show up in the next MCU movie.
Yeah.
Family.
It tracks, dude. It completely tracks. Yeah. So I'm down for it. Like, give me Al Ridges in anything. I'm excited for it. It kind of makes me want to go back and watch fucking Friday Night Lights and shit.
See, I never watched Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I've never watched it either. But,
like after Candy, I might just go back and rewatch Reacher because I keep meaning to go back to it, and then like life happens and other shows come out. But like that's on my list of rewatches.
Mm-hmm. It's really damn good.
It's fucking dope.
Then some other shit that's really damn good. Well, what we are expecting to be really damn good is Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some pretty potential that like I'm super excited for, but I highly doubt it'll happen. But it's kind of exciting at the same time is that James Gunn, he likes spoiling shit.
Mm-hmm.
He likes talking shit online. And something that came out this week is him saying that Alf, of alien life form that we knew from the 80s could possibly have a cameo in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
That would be wild.
I'm fucking excited for it, dude. If that would happen, I am down.
I sort of want to see him and Howard the Duck, like, just at a bar.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fuck yeah, dude. I would love to see that.
How dope would that be?
That would be amazing. That would be so fucking cool. Because, one, like, Howard the Duck is fucking great. He's a great fucking character. And, of course, people shit on it because, of course, it is Howard the fucking Duck. And it was something that came out in the 80s, and people were like, what the fuck is going on with this? This makes no fucking sense, because, of course, everybody wanted shit to make sense.
Duck tits.
Yeah. Yeah, like, calm the fuck down, people. It's a fictional fucking character. But yeah. Alf in this would be fucking amazing. Alf in anything would be fucking cool, because, of course, we haven't seen Alf in, like, a bazillion years. So, seeing what could essentially happen is kind of fucking cool. I want it. Do I need it? Possibly not. But do I want it? Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. And continuing with the 80s shit, because, of course, we got some other 80s shit this week. Married with Children. I enjoyed the fuck out of Married with Children back in the 80s. Back when it was on Fox TV. I used to love that shit.
Back when Fox had, like, that big, like, extra big display. Fox, and it was Married with Children, Tracy Ullman, The Simpsons, and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, we got news that Married with Children's coming back with its entire cast.
Mm-hmm.
But this time it's all animated. I am excited for this.
Me too.
Because, like I said, I fucking love Married with Children. How are they going to do this? How are they going to make this work? Like, will they have them continuing from where they left off? Or are they just going to,
just retcon the whole thing?
Either retcon it or...
Or soft reboot.
Or, like, yeah, exactly. Give it, like, a soft reboot. Or, like, a modern take on the family. Which will still be fucking cool. The show ran fucking 11 seasons.
Which is fucking wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what the...
And I wonder if they'll bring in
this
Seven.
This is one of those shows that, like, I really enjoyed.
I wonder if they'll bring back Seven.
Oh, that would be cool if they do.
River Seven?
That would be awesome.
He lasted for, like, half a season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
is he Seven? Because we have six kids. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
Yep.
I'll never forget that shit.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember. That'd be a good way to fucking just switch shit up.
Right.
But I'm excited. I really want to see what they're going to do with this. And how they're going to make this work. Because, of course, you know, everybody's pretty much old as fuck now.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only one that's really been working is Christina Applegate.
Because she has Dead to Me.
Uh-huh.
Which is a great series. I can't wait for the final season to happen.
Yeah, and
Ed O'Neill.
Peggy.
Well,
Ed O'Neill too.
Yeah, Ed O'Neill has another series that's dropping soon. Mm-hmm. I read
he did like a bazillion seasons of fucking Modern Family.
Modern Family, yeah.
And then what's her face was fucking great in fucking Sons of Anarchy.
She was on Sons of Anarchy. She had a stint on Shameless.
Mm-hmm.
She was currently on The Conners. Then the many fucking retries to do Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
So she's had a career. Katie Sagal has had a career.
Oh yeah, she has. So, who hasn't? Fucking Bud. Bud hasn't done shit.
Really. He's dropped off the world.
Yeah. This is probably just something to give him, like, make him have some money. And I get it. Because everybody needs a little bit of money. But I'm excited for it. I really want this to happen. Like, I can't wait. Yeah, yeah, so there's no real word as to what exactly is going to, how the logistics of the show will be. But I want this kind of snap. Because, like, I've been a fan of the show since I was a wee child. And like I said, I'm excited for it. Because who doesn't want to see more Married with Children? Want to hear the theme song and Love and the Marriage. Yeah, it's fucking great.
Just like, you know, the theme song immediately popped in my head when I saw the fountain when I was in Chicago. You know, and I got to see it do its fountain thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, look, Married with Children.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry, no, Married with Children's.
Huh? With Children's, yep. Yep.
And then, you know, of course, it was also fucking hot as fuck that day.
Of course. It's only right.
It was like, I remember it was like 90 degrees. We're trying to keep the kids in the shade. You know, and like, we're all sweating profusely. It was, it was my wife, the kids, and my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and like, all trying to like figure out, our shade / water situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember taking pictures of the fountain and just going, I'm dying. I feel like my camera's melting in my hands.
That's fun.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if I brought my... Yeah, I brought the main camera, but like... No, actually, I think I just took it all on my phone. And and it's just, my phone is melting into my hands.
My phone's so hot, I can't hold it anymore.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly how that feels. Because it's fucking hot as fucking Florida. And your phone turns into a fucking fireball. Yeah. But there's some other shit that came out this week. Something that I was not expecting. We knew that there was another Resident Evil series coming to Netflix.
Yeah, I've been hearing talks about this.
We didn't know the extent of it. We got a trailer this week. And, Brian, did you watch it?
I have not.
Oh, Brian. You must watch this, because this is actually a very interesting trailer. I like this so far. It turns out it's somewhat in the present, leaning into the future. And from what it looks like, it's actually Wesker's daughter in this.
Interesting.
Right? So, let's watch this fucking trailer right now.
Yes, please.
Really? Jade, welcome home.
I'd like to build the world a home.
So it's the new Raccoon City in 2022.
That's the perfect song for this, too.
Mm-hmm. That was eerie as fuck right there.
Interesting.
Does that not look good?
It looks better than the movie that came out last year.
Yeah. It looks fucking awesome. So I am very excited to see what they're going to do with this.
It's like, are they finally getting something Resident Evil done correctly?
Right.
Because we all had high hopes for the movie, and for the most mm-hmm. part, it was okay. Mm-hmm. But it sucked.
Mm-hmm. It was fun. It had its ups and downs.
I don't know why they made... I don't know why they made Leon a fucking dumb shit in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. They made him a dumb. But, mm-hmm. you know, every movie has to have a dumb, right? So why not put the main protagonist that's done so much shit in the fucking video game, make him that? Yeah, but yeah, this looks actually really damn good because, of course, you know, it's following the story in a way, but it also veers towards the future a little bit more. It shows that the outbreak has spread a decent amount. It hasn't just spread within the U.S. Now, at this point in the story, from what it looks like, it's, 14 years since the outbreak or whatever in 2020. Now it's now they're in 2036 in the future in London. So it's stretched across the pond, as people say, and it's over there now. And shit is going down. It looks fucking interesting as fuck. I want to see how this works. I want to see where this is going. I want to see it now. And it's coming out, what, July 29th, I think I saw?
I think it said July 14th.
Okay, whatever. Sometime in July. Yeah. Looks fucking cool. I'm excited for it. I want this. Like we've mentioned wanting to see this and wanting to see where the story goes. So yes, please, give it to us. Give it to us now. Thank you, Netflix, for putting out some more awesome shit. Oh, but then again, it could also be shit. But,
or it could be great and gets canceled after one season.
Right. Yeah. But
like Archive 81.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but not everything can be Grace and Frankie, you know?
Right.
That show had like a bazillion seasons on it, and it's still going on, and its final season's coming sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, of course, everybody loves old people, right? and I guess that pretty much wraps it up this week, unless you got anything else to add to the show.
No, I'm good.
All right. Yeah, so everybody go check out innercitygeeks.net, where we got a whole bunch of shit sometimes. We got this show. We also have the Suplex City Geeks. We check out some wrestling talks. We only had a brief little tidbits of wrestling talk on here. But we have way more talkings of the wrestlings over there on that show. So go check that out. Check out last week's episode where I spoke about, what was it? What was that one last week?
What did you do about WrestleMania Backlash?
Yeah, I remember Backlash. The better version of WrestleMania. And Under Siege, Impact's Under Siege. I spoke about that over there. So check that episode out. But or you could just wait until when this episode comes out. We could wait until tomorrow when I'll talk. We'll have more wrestling talks on the next episode. So check that shit out. Also, make sure you check out Brighter J Presents over there, where we got a whole bunch of toy stuff and exciting shits. It's popping. Comics of the World, Manga Time, Anime World, Good Games, ICDBW Slamcast, Intercity Geeks Turntable, First Watch. So much fucking shit. The Intercity Geeks webcomic. That's right, I barely ever say that, but check that out. And then we got some pretty cool places to check out on the site. You got a Fight TV where you get some pretty cool stuffs over there as far as wrestling and combat sports. There's a lot of shit over there you could watch. You could watch the UFC or you could watch a lot of indie wrestling that I recently watched. What was it? Vendetta, which is actually where professional wrestling meets hip-hop. kind of like they had back in the day, the video game Def Jam Vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
They made that into a wrestling show. So that's up on Fight TV. Check that out. That's all free. So you can watch that for free. It's only one episode so far, and I think they're filming the next episode next week. I think it's like once a month. But yeah, you can watch that over there on Fight TV. You can also watch Under Siege over there. So much shit over there you can watch on Fight TV. Click on the link. It'll take you over there. And it'll give us some credit for you checking the fucking link. So go do that. Then another place you can go to on there is Amazon.com, where you get some pretty cool shit on Amazon Prime. Of course, you can buy stuff on Amazon Prime. But why buy stuff when you could just get Amazon Prime and just watch shit on there? Like Reacher, who we spoke about just a little bit ago. You could watch Reacher, get excited for season 2 of Reacher, as well as the Reacher movie, or the Samara War that we spoke about with the dude that was in that Apple Prime show that you were saying, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. Also, The Boys coming out very soon. You can watch that over there. Know it. Yeah. See, there's so much you can watch on Amazon Prime. There's also Prime Music you find over there. A lot of cool shit. But also, if you don't want to watch stuff or listen to stuff, you could fucking just shop on Amazon Prime. You can get deliveries in the next couple days. You can get it either tomorrow or with free shippings. But yeah, check that shit out. A lot of cool shit over there on Amazon Prime. So click the link and get your first book free if you don't have it. Go do that. Then we have Sideshow Collectibles, because of course we enjoy toys. So check out Sideshow Collectibles. They got a lot of cool shit over there. A lot of awesome toys, a lot of awesome figures, a lot of awesome collectibles. So check all that out over there. Then there's Beard Octane for some beardly goodness. Check out, type in ICZ10 for 10% off of all beard balms, butters, oils, and all the essentials that you need for your beard. You could do that. Then there's So Sick Clothing Company, where you can get some pretty cool shirts for geeks by geeks. Type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off. And then check out CBDMD is another cool place to go check out some CBD goodness that we provide over here. And anything else I need to add for those links and stuff? No, I think that's it, right?
I think you got everything.
Yeah, I think I got everything over there. Then you can listen to the show. Obviously, you're listening at the moment as I speak, but you can tell people what other places that we can listen to. You can listen to us. You can listen to us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, Google Podcast, and on motherfucking Spotify. Find us over there. Give us a star ratings over there. Give us a 5-star. That'd be awesome. That'd be great. You could find the show on FacyspaceSpace. So FacyspaceSpace.com/InnerCityGeeks. On Instagram, InnerCityGeeks. Twitter, InnerCityGeeks. And where can we find you, Senor Brian?
You could find me sitting in this chair, this wonderful chair. Anyway, you can.
Don't sound so excited for sitting in a chair.
You know, you guys know the chair. It's the swimming chair. You could find me on Twitter and Instagram at BRI2JPresents. You can, of course, check out BRI2JPresents.com for the link to the YouTube channel, BRI2JPresents. Please like, share, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell thing, comment, and all the good stuff. I'll reply back. And there's also links to this show. There'll be the tab for the innercitygeeks.net website, which has everything that Steve just said.
Yeah. All the stuffs.
And where can we find you?
And you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. That about wraps it up. So I'd like to thank all of you for listening, giving us your time and attention, and acknowledging us. I appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys. So as we always say, don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.